Hi, thanks very much for coming and speaking to us. What I'd like to ask is, given the current situation in Iraq, what would be, in your ideal world, the exit policy that you would like to see happen in Iraq?
Yeah. Thank you. The second question, which was posed about an exit strategy, this is a very important question. Now, the United States says, and people who back it, if we leave, Iraq will be a mess. They go in, they occupy a country, they bomb its cities, they torture its citizens, and some of the tortures they've carried out in Iraq haven't even been reported. And the tortures are still going on, incidentally, in Iraq today. So the notion that their withdrawal will create a bigger mess is something I don't accept. In my opinion, you have three big currents in Iraqi society today. Unfortunately, they have become ethno-religious for a variety of reasons, which I try and discuss in my book. You have the large Shia organizations, religious organizations, and the parties linked to them. You have the Sunni associations linked to the resistance that is being fought. And you have the Kurdish or tribal leaders and their respective organizations. Now, prior to the elections that took place, the very rushed, half-baked elections that took place in Iraq, the Sunni clerics and leaders said to the Americans, "We're not opposed to an election. We will even participate in it, provided you give a public guarantee that once the elections have been held and the Iraqi people have their own government, you will leave the country within 3 months. Well, you have no business here." The United States, you know, told them to take a running jump. So they didn't participate in the elections. Privately, the discussions that go on behind the scenes, and I meet, by the way, lots of Iraqi people who come, travel abroad to discuss these things. Privately, Sistani is saying to the armed resistance, stop or carry out a unilateral ceasefire and we will drive the Americans out through negotiations. That's what he is saying. The resistance is saying they have never, ever left before just through negotiations. But why? Your people are in power. Why don't you negotiate with them and ask them to leave? And then we will join you. Now, this is the actual situation on the ground. And quite honestly, in my opinion, if the United States were to withdraw, the principal Iraqi groups, certainly the Sunnis and Shias, and one hopes that the Kurdish people would put their leaders under heavy pressure, would do a deal to set up a national government in Iraq in the transition period that follows. Because I tell you that one vote which would be passed by a big majority, between 70% to 80%, would be a vote which said the following things. Do you support the ending of the foreign occupation in Iraq? Big majority for. Do you support the right of the Iraqi people and their elected leaders to determine the future of Iraqi oil? Big majority. It's these two things. Oil and the foreign troops, which agitate lots of people. And unless the Americans withdraw, these problems cannot be solved. So one has to argue, to answer your question, that we are in favor of an unconditional rapid withdrawal of American troops from Iraq, because this will then create the basis for the Iraqi people to determine their own future. Their own future cannot be determined with the presence of large foreign armies and prison camps in that country. Can't be done.